Robert Slaughter, 128-54. Both of these patients were seen on Saturday, the 31st. 71-year-old gentleman, very anxious. Patient has just lost his sister due to a massive stroke. Patient seen for hospice evaluation and interim face-to-face evaluation since he just got out of the hospital, period. In the paragraph here, 71-year-old O2-dependent gentleman on hospice with history of COPD, period. In the paragraph, he's a smoker, continues to smoke when he's not using his oxygen, of course, period. In the paragraph, he was from Houston, moved to Louisiana. He was a merchant, M-E-R-C-H-A-N-T, seaman, S-E-A-M-A-N, single, lives with a friend, has one child, period. Immunization up to date per recent hospitalization. Surgery, knee replacement, right side, left side, right side of carpal tunnel surgery. Allergy, none. Family history, both mom and dad died of cancer, stage 4 cancer with metastasis. Medication, aspirin, 180 milligrams a day. Cardura, 1 milligram a day. Zidia, 10 milligram a day. Flonase, 2 puffs BID. Albuterol inhaler, PRN, and 4 times a day. Nifedipine, 90 milligram a day. Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day. Cholase, 100 milligram a day. Vicodin, 10-325 PRN for pain. Lasix, 40 milligram a day. Prednisone, 20 milligram a day. He was on prednisone previously. He was recently placed on prednisone after he left the hospital. This needs to be tapered per medical director. Crestor, 40 milligram a day. Aldactone, 25 milligram a day. Miralax, PRN. Protonix, 40 milligram a day. Jardiance, 10 milligram a day, period. In the paragraph, he also uses both albuterol and Atrovin inhaler, period. In the paragraph, patient hospital records indicates that he had respiratory failure, atrial fibrillation, right-sided pneumonia, history of atherosclerotic heart disease, coronary artery disease, distant history of MI, chronic heart disease, hypertension, atrial fibrillation, as I said, weakness, shortness of breath, and congestive heart failure, period. And that's on vital signs, 140 over 89, pulse is 58. Respiration is 22, O2 side 95% on 4 liters of oxygen. Patient is O2 dependent, as well as ADL dependent on dependent on his friend, and does wear a diaper because he's no longer able to get to the restroom on a regular basis, and has had accidents many times. He's a high risk of fall. He appears to be slightly obese. He has lower extremity edema, shortness of breath, most likely related to right-sided heart failure. Put that under review of system or somewhere. On exam, I just told you his vitals. Heart, positive, phone positive is 2, with a S3 gallop and an irregular rhythm. Lungs, ronchi, rouse, both bases. Abdomen, soft. Neck, positive JDD. Skin shows no rash. Lower extremity, 3 plus edema. Neurological, non-focal, or 2 in place. Here we have a 71-year-old gentleman recently hospitalized with exacerbation of COPD. Pneumonia, right side, atrial fibrillation, respiratory failure, distant history of myocardial infarction, coronary artery disease, and atherosclerotic heart disease, period. In the paragraph, patient has just finished a course of antibiotics at the hospital, period. In the paragraph, patient is in pain. He takes Vicodin 10-325, Eliquis for his atrial fibrillation, period. His prednisone, 20 milligram, needs to be tapered. We'll discuss this with medical director via a copy of this letter. He also has hyperlipidemia, congestive heart failure, cannot rule out ascites, respiratory failure, gastroesophageal reflux, chronic constipation. Overall prognosis remains poor given natural progression of his disease, most likely has less than 6 months to live. And he does belong to the New York Heart Association Class 4 as far as his heart failure is concerned. He also has confusion related to most likely hypoxemia and hypoperfusion, and also has bowel and bladder incontinent, ADL dependency, KPS score at 40%. Thank you.